The reality for many of you is that investment properties where you live have become absolutely unaffordable. The good news is that there are many cities with affordable properties and many of those under 100K. If you're someone who's ready to buy your first out-of-state property in the next 4 months, then I encourage you to check out my free training that'll break down the process and show you exactly what it takes to invest out of state. I purchased properties out of state and it's changed my life. The same is possible for you. You simply need the right information. My free training will help you take that next step towards buying your first out-of-state property. You can watch the training right now at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode. Again, you can find it at outofstatemoney.com, or you can click the link in the description of this episode.
Excuse me, may I talk to you for a second?
Yes. This is the Black Real Estate Dialogue, and the purpose of the Black Real Estate Dialogue is to document the journey of an up-and-coming real estate investor and to share the stories of successful Black real estate investors.
If you're someone who lives in an area where it's so expensive to buy real estate and you feel like it's impossible, then I have something for you. I just released a free guide that's going to give you the 8 steps you need to take to buy your first out-of-state property. I've bought several properties out of state, living in California, investing in Ohio, and you can do the same. It's just a matter of having the right information. So click the link in the description of this episode to get your free guide today.
Welcome back to the Black Real Estate Dialogue Investor Spotlight. And today's episode features the 40-year mortgage from episode 166. So our host is going to give some really dope insight about his thoughts and what the 40-year mortgage is all about. Is it good? Is it bad? What's the truth about it? And what isn't true? So let's talk about it. Let's get into it. Here we go.
There is so much misinformation going out about the FHA 40-year loan modification. So just to be very clear and very specific on what this entails, this is specifically for single-family homeowners who currently have an FHA Title II forward mortgage. So you cannot be a new borrower trying to get a 40-year mortgage. This is specifically for those who have that particular mortgage through FHA, who are going through some challenges. So this is not what you see on the internet. You can't go to a lender, tell them that you want a 40-year mortgage. That's not what this is. So that's the first thing that I want to make clear, because there's been a bunch of nonsense going all over the internet. And my goal is to make sure you all have the most accurate information possible. And so wanted to start it off with that. And everything I'm discussing from today was researched, and a lot of it really came from the HUD website, which is the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD.gov. That's where I received all the information I'm going to be talking to you guys about today. So what we'll do today is talk about what the program is, who is eligible. I'm also going to talk about other modification programs FHA currently has. We're going to talk about the benefits. We're going to talk about some of the downsides of this program. And I'm also going to link in the show notes where I got the information from, so you can go on HUD's website and read it for yourself. It's important to go straight to the source. There's a lot of articles that are going out with false information, a lot of clips that are going out with false information. What I'm giving you right now is directly from the HUD website. All right. So again, this program is intended to help struggling homeowners who have fallen behind on their mortgage and who have the FHA Title II mortgage, as I mentioned, in a single family home, and people who had financial hardships and fell behind, you know, due to the pandemic, and maybe they lost their jobs and they just haven't been able to keep up with their mortgage. And so it's made to help those who cannot achieve a 25% reduction in their principal and interest through other modification programs FHA offers. So FHA actually offers several other modification programs. We're going to talk about another one of them in a little bit, but this is almost like the last resort. So if the other FHA programs don't enable you to decrease that principal and interest by 25%, then if this 40-year loan modification passes, there's a little bit more time before it's official, then you can go to that option. So that's something else I want to make clear as well. This is not new. Modification programs are not new. FHA has several others that have been put to use over the last couple of years to help people who have fallen on hard times. All right. And so this program would allow those who are approved to go through it to extend the term of their mortgage to 40 years, which obviously can reduce the monthly mortgage payments that somebody is making and prevent them from losing their home. So just to give you all a quick example, let's say the principal and interest payment for someone's mortgage is $2,500 and they fell on some hard times, they lost their job, or they're way behind on their mortgage and they're trying to get caught up again. 25% would reduce it to $1,875 a month. So that's just an example. The goal in this program is for the payment, the principal and interest portion of the mortgage payment to be reduced by 25% through this modification program. All right. So again, it's to help those who cannot achieve that 25% reduction through the programs that are already offered. And one of the programs that I want to talk about, another program that FHA has that someone can try to get through before they get down to this option. So one of them is called the COVID-19 Advanced Loan Modification Program. And basically, it's a permanent change in one or more terms of a borrower's mortgage that achieves that 25% reduction. And it does not actually require borrower contact. So the loan servicer can pretty much put the information together, send it to the borrower, the borrower signs, and it's a done deal. So it sounds like a pretty streamlined process. And, you know, if someone's in a situation where they've fallen behind, perhaps they can go to that option first before extending their loan out for 40 years. And there's several other programs that FHA offers for those who are in trouble. And I'll make sure to link that information in the show notes. So I want to talk about some of the benefits of this 40-year loan modification if it passes and if someone is able to get approved to proceed with it. So the first thing, of course, is you don't have to lose your home. You don't need to go into foreclosure. You can keep your home. You don't have to go through the nightmare of losing your home. Your payments are also lower, which means that the home is now more affordable for whatever your current financial situation is. And the other thing that I want to talk about as well is that, yeah, if someone was approved for this particular program, it doesn't mean they only have to pay what their new mortgage payment is. You can always pay extra if you want to pay it down faster. So, you know, for a lot of people, I would assume it, that they get back on their feet and they have this new lower mortgage, but perhaps they may want to put some extra on it. So, you know, I think that's one of the upsides. And a couple of the cons, you know, by extending the loan to 40 years, you're paying more money over time. There's more interest that's being paid over time. Also, it will obviously take longer to pay the home off. If that's something that somebody wanted to do and they stuck with those payments and didn't put any extra on it, then it's going to take you longer to pay off the home. And so, you know, what I would recommend to somebody who has an FHA-backed loan and is in trouble is to explore other options before going to this 40-year loan modification program if it does go through. There are other programs FHA has where you can modify things and still stay within that 30 years. I would recommend trying to go with those options first. And if this option does become available, then maybe the 40-year mortgage, then maybe it's something you want to look into. I want to shift into offering some data from FHA. You know, there's a lot of talk on the internet of a real estate crash. There's a lot of talk on the internet of people who have FHA-backed mortgages defaulting, and there's going to be a foreclosure crisis. And so I want to share some data in light of that that I think would find interesting. So this is data on FHA single-family homes. And so the delinquency rate has decreased by nearly 50% since November 2020. So in November 2020, almost 12% or 942,000 mortgages at the end of November 2020 were delinquent. And that has shifted quite a bit to February 2022. It dropped to about 6.5%, which is a little under 50%. So 474,000 mortgages at that time. And so since January 2021, over 1 million borrowers have exited forbearance. As y'all know, you probably yourself or know somebody who went into forbearance during the pandemic because maybe they lost their job, maybe they got furloughed, maybe their hours were cut. There were so many things going on that a lot of people went into forbearance. And many people assumed that there would be this big crisis and big crash and people would lose their homes. And that's not necessarily happening to the degree that people thought it would, right? And so, you know, I think it's important context for people to have and to really look at this thing realistically. One of the other statistics that I wanted to share is that from January 2021 to February 2022, FHA servicers completed more than 1 million loss mitigation home retention actions. That basically means over 1 million people were able to modify their mortgages and they were able to work with them to do things to avoid them losing their homes. And there's a big misconception that banks are against us. There's a big misconception that banks want us to lose our homes. It is not to the bank's benefit if you lose your home, if you go into foreclosure and all those things. It's not to FHA's benefit if you lose your home, if you go into foreclosure, et cetera. It's not to their benefit. It's to the bank's benefit to continue to receive that passive income for the life of your loan, to maybe sell that package and sell a loan to somebody else. So there are so many ways that you're able to keep your home. So even if you don't have an FHA-backed mortgage and you're in trouble with your mortgage, I strongly encourage you to talk to your loan servicer and seeing what can be done. And I'm pretty sure they'll work with you to try to keep you in the home or try to keep the property with you so that everyone can continue to get paid, because it just creates a nightmare when someone can't pay the mortgage and can't afford to keep their home, contrary to what a lot of people might think. All right. And so, you know, I really want y'all to think about that. And, you know, if you're in trouble, don't feel like you have to just keep it to yourself. You know, if you're in trouble, there's resources out there, right? If you have an FHA-backed loan and you are in a tough situation, call your loan servicer. Click the link in the description that I share with you to see what your options might be and talk to your loan servicer and see what can be done. You know, I'm certain that there's something that can be done for you to keep your home or for your family member to keep their home if they're going through hard times. And so I want to get into some background information about FHA. I know a lot of people hear FHA, you hear your FHA loan and all those things, but you don't necessarily know what FHA even maybe even stands for. So FHA is the Federal Housing Authority, and it's a government agency that was created in the 1930s to help make home ownership more accessible to more accessible and affordable to low and moderate income families and individuals. So there was a period of time where home ownership was out of reach for a lot of people because financing wasn't structured in the way that it is now and that it has been and developed over the past about 100 years. And so FHA's goal was to help the average person be able to buy a home. And so it's not surprising to me to hear about all of these modification options they have, because they're incentivized to make sure people can keep their homes. And it's really their goal to make sure we can all live the American dream and buy a home. And so that's just some background information. And it helps with those who perhaps may not have the best credit and things of that nature, or maybe may not even make a certain level of income.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Black Real Estate Dialogue Podcast. Remember to follow us on Instagram at Black Real Estate Dialogue. And be sure to leave us 5 stars and a review on your favorite podcast listening platform. Until next time.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.